Blackstone Audio presents A Death in Kitchewank and Other Stories by T. Caragason Boyle. This book is read by the author. My pain is worse than your pain. I like my wife fine, and we had a pretty smooth run of it over the years, but there was a sort of, oh, what do I want to say here, expectedness to the days that sometimes bore down on me till I felt like a piece of furniture that hasn't been moved in a lifetime. An end table, maybe, made of maple, with some fine beveling that serves no other purpose than to collect dust. Which is why, and I'm not making excuses, just stating the facts, I pulled on my black jeans and turtleneck that night, dug my ski mask out of the closet, and climbed up the backside of Lily Barron's cabin to the patch of roof where the deck projects on the second floor, and peeped in the window with no other intention but to see what she was doing at 11:45 at night and maybe, if that was what she wanted, to surprise her, give her a little jolt. In the best possible sense, that is, by way of amiability and with the promise of mutual enjoyment. You see, Lily has had it rough this past year. She's only 43, but Frank, her husband, who's no longer with us, was in his 60s. And when he retired, she quit her job as a legal secretary and came up here to Big Timber to live out the rest of her days in tranquility amidst the giant sequoias. They built their dream house on the double lot Frank had bought back in the 80s and became full-timers. Or dream cabin, I should say, since the 28 of us who live here year-round, as well as the 50 or so part-timers, like to think of ourselves as roughing it. And while a couple of us do have actual log cabins built from kits out of actual peeled logs, most of us settle for houses with alpine touches, like cedar paneling, stone fireplaces, and mounted animal heads over our hand-hewn mantelpieces. To a man, woman, child, and dog, we call them cabins. Frank volunteered for Neighborhood Watch, and he helped out in winter with snow removal. And Lily, with her heartbreaking face and a figure unruined by childbearing because she'd borne no children, not to Frank or her previous husband, who, I understand, worked for the Forest Service over at Mineral King before he drank himself senseless and pitched headlong over the rail of the fire lookout, began organizing potlucks and bridge nights down at the lodge, that sort of thing. And she began drinking more than was probably good for her, as did Frank. This, and we've all joked about it, is just one of the hazards of living in a fishbowl community at 7,200 feet and a good, twisting, break-eating hour from the nearest town in a place of natural beauty so all-encompassing God might have thought to set it aside for his wife, if he even bothered to get married. Anyway, Frank liked nature, liked the hills, and despite his age he was always out there hiking, no matter the weather. You'd look up from the fire or the TV or your first double vodka and tonic on a snow-bleared winter morning, and there he'd be, with his day pack and alpenstock, heading off into the woods without a thought as to trails, compasses, or the weather.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?